Moonbase Theta out, a Monkey Man Productions podcast. Season 4, Episode 10, Beeps and Boops. Please see the show notes for content warnings related to this episode.
While I wasn't able to talk to other personnel on Moonbase Delta during my stay, they did give me a full tour of the facility, and never specifically restricted the use of videos. I kept my visor camera running throughout, and after an extensive review of that footage, I've discovered details that lead to some key questions regarding operations of the entire Moonbase program. Most significant was homemade signage I found on both the supply level and within the main infirmary area, warning against the consumption of, or even inhalation around, packages of Ensoyment brand food products. Ensoyment, of course, was a now-failed commercial operation of the consortium, the megacorporation hit hardest by the events of Zero Day, and perhaps the slowest to rebuild, in part because they were already struggling after the failure of the Moonbase project. No other mega was as closely involved in the management of Moonbase operations, including the supply and transport of all goods, which leads again to the...
Arnett, what the hell are you doing?
Oh, there you are. I was wondering if I'd have to take the anchor chair. I'm just reading over my copy.
Everyone's seen your copy.
What are you talking about?
Everyone has seen your copy for tonight.
How? How could they... Everyone? The whole way up?
Oh, the whole way.
Are you sure?
What did you think was going to happen?
Oh, I thought I'd...
Did you think they'd just let you keep pushing it? Did you think they wouldn't read everything?
I thought I had a little more time.
You definitely don't. Go, grab your things while you can. Security's on their way down.
Damn it! Oh, damn it!
Go! You don't have time. Nushi, get that off the prompter. Good evening and good news. On tonight's program, we'll be discussing the recent financial recovery and what it means to consumers like you. We'll be celebrating National Cheese Toast Day with the chefs of Cafe Frisco and looking back at the history of the NYC's Boston Annex.
Ah! Dang it. Ah, dang it. Gosh, dang it, Eliza. What have we got ourselves into this time? Eliza? Oh, that's not sounding so great, darling. And I'm not feeling so great. My head went all contra-coo inside my helmet. You should be impressed that I know that word. We're gonna pretend it's not because of the last time something like this happened. Ugh. How far down are we? Looks to be maybe 30, 40. It'd help if my eyes stopped doubling up. There we go. Okay. Official estimate is... a lot? Eliza, mark it down. A lot. Oh, honey. We might have voided your warranty this time around. Minute we get home, I'm getting Lark on the horn, and we're setting up a maintenance check. I mean, you've been checked by maintenance, so to speak. But it ain't my specialty. If you can just prop me up while I... there we go. See? Look at that ledge up there we fell from. That's not so far. This is the goddamn moon. We can jump. Shit. Come on now. Wilder, you can do better than that. How many times did you go rock climbing with the girls? Okay, brace yourself. And up, up, and... Oh, crap! Double crab. Ow! 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 Damn it! Ow! Fact is, I was never any good at rock climbing. It's just a good place to meet the ladies. I'm gonna lay back down. That hurts like a son of a gun. Liza, I just might need first aid. The worst part about all of this, is that Tumnus was right. And I can't even tell her and, get to watch her experience a new emotion. Smugness. Ow! Ow! Fuck! Ow! Suit. First aid. Pain patch. Level 3. That's the stuff. Why don't I just use these all the time? I get enough aches on the daily. Okay. Just let that get down to my bones and we'll take a look around. No hurry now, I guess. With my leg out of whack, we're stuck. Till someone sends a search party. Which is gonna take a while, seeing as how I gave a pretty wide open window for when I'd be back. I mean, assuming they do send someone up after they realize it's been way too long and probably have a dozen base meetings to try and make up their minds. Then it's another 2 days of travel, and then they find the rover and drive around in circles trying to get me on the radio. Of course, suit radios don't work so well underground. Good thing I brought one of the mining units. Good work, Wilder. We'd be up shit creek without the mining radio. The mining radio, which is currently plugged into the charger deck on the rover. Oh, Eliza. Oh, Tumnus. You're gonna laugh when I tell you the story. Damn it. Pain patch? Level 5. I wonder if it's okay to take a snooze. Probably not supposed to, but I gotta close my eyes for a minute. Liza, 1 minute, just 1 minute. Then we'll listen to a pocket cast or something. There's one I like about lullavators. Elevators.
It's a feedback issue. Actually, feedback from inside your arm. Your prosthesis depends on bidirectional control. Those microelectrodes we implanted around your nerve endings aren't signaling properly. I did program Eliza to compensate for minor signal loss, but without regular maintenance. Wilder? You listen to me, Wilder Earls. We're starting right over with today's therapy. Wilder!
Alright. Fine. Fine. Don't you... Even Larkopoidia, blood and sweat and rage face I gave you, and this is... Wait, how are you even here? Where is here? Right, all banged up, trapped in a moon cavern. None of which applies to you? Shit. Wilder, you must have overdid the pain meds. You're tripping balls here.
It's more likely I'm an auditory hallucination due to head trauma.
Well, ain't you just a know-it-all?
It's far from the ideal situation, but all the more reason you need to stay awake, treat your injuries, and learn more about your surroundings.
All right, Shoeless Joe, I'll go build it and they'll come. What are we doing first here?
The pain patches will only help you temporarily. Look in the first aid kit. There should be some injectable nanobot solution.
Okay, will do. Wait, how the heck am I supposed to inject something through my suit?
There's a pass-through port in your right thigh. Get to it. They're mostly diagnostic, but they can reduce inflammation as well as a few other basic functions. Right now, treating inflammation would be enough.
All right, little guys. Your battle will be legendary. Well, Jiminy Cricket, what's next?
Definitely not your conscience here. But if you can move, if you can move carefully, you need to look around, see what's up. You got yourself into this situation.
Quit reminding me. Okay, I'm gonna kinda slide along on my butt for now. Lights up. You know, Lark, I always wanted to thank you properly for all the advice you gave me back on Earth.
You don't have to thank me.
I do, though. The trouble I had seeing my situation right with Jen and Thea, I'd probably still be in that place if it weren't for you. That was above and beyond, my friend.
I'm not really Lark.
Yeah, but I still wanted to say thank you. Until I can, you know. Wait, what the hoppin' heck have we got back here? These are bots. Supply bots, looks like. That explains the tracks, I guess. But who's sending supply bots to the North Pole?
Santa Claus?
I said that back at the base. Maybe this was some sort of emergency thing? In case the crew had trouble during maintenance or something. Would have been nice to have that bit of information.
They must have broken through the same way you did.
All right, don't rub my nose in it. They are pretty busted up, but maybe I can fix one. And this must have been what they were hauling. Half these cases are cracked open, but some of the supplies might be good.
That's quite the pile of emergency supplies.
You're telling me. Are you sure it's not Christmas? There's an oxygen generator in here and, sweet, a pressure tent. I don't have to live in this suit while I'm healing up. And there's food. Well, almost. There's ensoyment. Fish cakes. That's with pH. Riblets and soybeq. Soy-tato. I guess it's something.
Somewhere at the bottom, there's probably a case of ensoyment green.
Hey, that's a me reference. Good job there. I know. You are me. I think I can feel these nanobots working. Should I be able to feel them working? Anywho. Sweet mechanized Jesus, I think that's a toolkit. A good one. We might even be able to do something for you with this setup, Eliza. And we've got some rolls of captain tape. Not quite duct tape, but we can work with it. We can make do. We should stack all the useful stuff over here. Wait, darling, lift up again. Grab whatever's down there. That is not another soy-based product. You know what that is? Eliza, do you know what that is? That is a pretty heavy-duty communications rig. Like, I mean, Roger might even be impressed. Look at you! You got a serious power pack. The heck are you doing at the top of the moon? Question is, do you still do the beeps and boops? Beeps and boops are a go. So that's something. Sweetheart, want to interface for me? There's a satellite uplink, useful as that is at this point. But it looks like it's also set up for something a bit closer to home. Looks like it was hardwired to catch a specific signal, and then to repeat it, passing things right through to the network. Why would you need that? Every base has already got a hook up to the network. Right, Liza, you're right. Forest for the trees. We can play Detective Pikachu later. Point is, we should be able to reverse that and send to wherever it was coming from. Hopefully, there's someone at the other end. Let's set that over here and bring the toolkit too. This would be so much easier if we could walk. Scoot, scoot, scoot. Gentle scoot, gentle scoot. I'm gonna call and I'm gonna be like, surprise, motherfucker. Oh, okay. That was a lot. I might need another pain patch. Lark, am I allowed to have another pain patch? Lark? Eliza, I think we might have lost Lark. Pain patch? Level 3. I gotta focus here.
Our program is brought to you by Planetwide Media, broadcasting everywhere on Earth and across the moon. Our spotlight sponsor for this episode is Rebecca Data Analysis. Your answer is somewhere in our spreadsheets.
Just a minute. There's a manual release on this side.
Can you get me in or can't you?
I'm doing it. I'm doing it. I've been in. Give me a break, Lengua.
Whatever.
Told you.
Finally.
Do not advance beyond this point without the appropriate security. Gotcha. Welcome to Magical Moon Base Ada. I've got the air on and everything.
Go back outside. I want you on watch. This is just when someone like Michelle would come poking around.
Right. It's all set up back there for you.
Bon. On dirait que c'est réel. Olfactory, give me... Where's the little light? Olfactory? McGurk, you asshole! Let's get this over with. Hello, hello! This channel better be working. Bon sang, le fou!
Ne quittez pas. Je transfère l'appel.
Quoi?
All right, whoever you are, this better be important.
You've still got that bot handling your calls? Why'd it send me to you, anyway?
Is somebody there? Darling, who'd you connect? Oh. Oh.
This is always fun. 2.5 second delay, remember?
Maria Langua, as I live and breathe. You too, apparently. Which is nice to know. I remember the delay. This is why I let Daniels handle the calls.
It took until now to get the secure rig working again. I'm on base Ada. Daniels, that's the name.
All right, let's hear your report. It's good to know I've got another face card up. Base Ada? Why are you messing around on that side?
I'm getting to it. We needed a secure rig to reach out, and it took McGurk a while to make that happen. I had to sweet-talk that Brigado Fisher so I could slip into his system and get the codes for the other rig. It's not like we can use official channels.
Still using McGurk. That's your first problem. Uh-huh. I'm not exactly on those channels anymore myself. Beside the point, we're talking now. Just get me up to speed. I'd think you'd be on the far side with Adeline, your baby bro. Or did Base Theta actually go kaboom?
Oh, your golden guy Addy, who crashed into the moon and has been ducking my calls ever since. You made a great choice there. And Michelle's on this side. Michelle's with me. You wouldn't have me right now otherwise.
They better be willing to plunder in my supply stashes by now. It's not like I can send up a rocket like old times. Hold up. Crashed? What happened to my cargo? What happened to my bots? Go back. Start over. You're telling things all wrong. Darling, reschedule that meeting we had with the robotics team.
Rescheduling for Thursday, 3:15.
Thursday's bad for me. I've got that thing,
Kanal! Maybe if you'd shut up, I could get the story told. What's going on? You still there? McGurk, I know you're listening in. If this rig stops working...
If you're gonna talk, then get to it.
Oh, I'm gonna. Shut your mouth and open your ears. Here's the way it went down. Some of this I only know from Michelle, because someone's shit planning left me stranded on my own for a futu year. And that's the size of things. I'm tired. I'm pissed off. I never want to look at another potato or chair another fucking meeting about the plan. Ashwini Ray can have all this base lead bullshit. It sounded fun at first, but this is nothing like my previous commands. And before you try to smooth talk me, I am really not a fan of you at this point. I am not forgetting that you wouldn't give me the locations of your damn secret stashes or tell me who else was cooperating with you. You sent a rocket to the other side to get things going again, and you never said a word about your plans for base data, but you had no problem throwing my brother into the middle of it! Next time he sets up the olfactory, first thing.
It seems like you've paused. So I'm gonna assume it's my turn. Thank you for the recap. Some of that I'd guessed. Less of a thank you for hurling accusations and insults from your great height. But I can understand. Sounds like you've had a rough time of it.
A rough time? Did I tell you the bit about the rovers? About starting the farm again from frozen seeds? Did I mention when they decommission a moon base, they shut down all the sanitation units?
Now you're upset that I didn't copy you on enough memos, that you weren't figured into my strategies. Officer Langlois, you're forgetting one simple thing. You weren't even supposed to be awake. No one was supposed to be awake. My plans for Base Theta involved a full shutdown and the keys left under the doormat, just like everywhere else on the moon. Michelle was supposed to be my eyes and ears, sure. But then off to a sweet and dreamless sleep until I unite the two of you the day I make my final move. If it weren't for that communication...
You don't deserve to say Michelle's name! What did you think was going to happen, huh? You stretched out their shutdown, gave him every chance to get fed up and act against you. You're just lucky he didn't go near Alpha on his little jaunt to the other
side.
I
extended their shutdown because I needed that fuel. Tables had turned and I needed my own supply. None of this was my original plan. But you know how it is. You've got to change with the game. I trust you've kept prying eyes away from that base?
So far. If they start getting too curious, I'll know. Good thing about the way that Dr. Day screwed things up. We've got proof that dangerous spies are out there. Look, the thing
is... That was definitely a failed experiment. I'm concerned that she's still out there.
You better not mean what that sounds like. I'm not that loyal. In fact, the thing is...
I'm just warning you of potential complications. What is the thing, officer? You've started to say that twice.
The thing is...
Unless the thing is you're not going to work with me anymore. If that's the thing you keep almost saying, I suggest you put that in the discard pile. You can shout at me, curse me, criticize my treatment of certain family members who wouldn't have survived their first command if not for me. But if your plan is to throw in with that plucky band of misfits against the evil empire, I would not suggest that as a course of action.
Well, I'd say evil empire is overselling things based on what we've been hearing from Earth. You're so far in the shadows, you've gone invisible.
I wasn't talking about me. I hear things too, after all. Things that might not have made it to the news. People are looking up, especially since a certain rocket launch. And they're starting to wonder.
Oh, but you're gonna save us. olfactory gimme. Oh, God damn it, McGurk.
I'm not going to save the moon. I'm going to own it. I'm going to take back what was mine, what I made mine from those shadows you mentioned. And when the other megas show back up, when they show up, they'll find my mark everywhere.
You don't have that kind of power.
You're thinking I don't have that kind of power. And maybe you're a... See, like I said, you could be right. But I was looking up before anyone. Way beyond wondering. And all I have to do is be there first. Is anyone you've got ready to go against me?
We could be. Hell, I could be. I know more secrets than you think.
Make your moves carefully, Officer Langlois. I know some secrets, too. For instance, I know that by now you've probably woken at least one person who's working for the Freeholds. Probably on Base Theta, they seem to be the sort.
What are you talking about?
That's made you a bit bolder. They've told you the Resistance is gathering in Northern Africa. Maybe you can combine forces. They're probably even planning a space program of their own if they can scrape one together.
What the hell are you even... How do you think we're talking to Africa? This is the first call we've managed to get
through. So I wouldn't wait on the edge of your seat for allies from that direction. I hope that's right. You want to watch which force you throw in with. If they get in touch, I'd suggest you let me know and let me take care of things. We had a fruitful relationship for a good long while, Maria. I'd like to keep it that way. I think we can both still get what we want. Hell, your brother too.
Leave him out of things. This is about me and you.
You have a call from Officer Taylor Daniels.
I've got to take this. Think about the choices you're making and get back to me. I can help you with your difficulties on that end. But you got to choose to be on my team.
The call on hold has been upgraded in priority to urgent.
We'll talk soon.
Right, sure. I'll call your bot. We'll do lunch. Great. Savatrin. Shit show. McGurk! Get in here! I need to know if this rig can reach anywhere else. I'm gonna find somewhere on this base that's got olfactory.
Shit, alright. Roger, you should be able to figure this out. It's your damn job. I mean, if Dr. Day could make this rig work... Alright, bad comparison. She might have been a traitor, but a genius traitor... Me, I'm just a lonesome and lonely traveler, but I'm what we've got. One of these gizmos has got to work soon or else we're left with our collective... Oh, God's be damn fucking piece of shit, son of a sailor!
Roger Brigado Fisher, do you kiss your mother with that mouth?
Luckily, no mother to be disappointed. Amal! What a fortuitous distraction.
It's a good night for it. Sorry about the mother thing.
Eh. What are you up to?
Just... You know, wandering, much as you can on a very small moon base. Still no luck getting these things to talk.
There's one from McVet. It's connecting, but no response when I try to send a message. The other one, I still can't figure out where the signal goes. Well, there's got to be a repeater out there somewhere, but pick a direction.
I can help if you want. Not much going on in my world right now.
I've probably got too much.
Hey, somebody told me... And by somebody, I mean Tumnus. You've been writing poetry?
She's got a big virtual mouth. I tried for Alex. I finished one thing, with help. And I haven't been able to write again. I wouldn't call myself a poet.
Imposter syndrome, we hardly knew ye. I've been in a slump myself.
You?
I haven't written for a while, but lately it's been coming back to me. Too much time out in the tunnels alone, I guess.
Right.
It was easier back on Earth. I even did some slams, Damascus circuit mostly. Nowhere Alex would have toured, but I heard of him.
Of course. He's just so great. How could I have read him my poem anyway? Like, Here, honey, this might as well be in crayon. The whole thing is just so fucked up. He's finally here, but he's not really here.
That is too relatable. Here, what I've been working on. The hardest part of romance is you can't see the moon from the moon. Relying on my memory has proven to be foolish as it moves further and further away from me. I want to dip myself into moonlight again, let it envelop me until the stardust in my bones recognizes its kin, finally releasing me to do nothing but dissolve into their gaze.
Shit.
Ouch. A little harsh.
I just mean, too relatable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, kiddos. What y'all up to at the midnight hour?
Addie, sorry, I'm in your seat.
It's all good.
Did I mix up the schedule again?
No, just needed to roam. Brain wouldn't stop, so my body got restless too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely found a party here. Did I miss the Gloom Patrol?
Sorry, just, you know.
Talking about the folks we can't talk to.
That.
Oh, shit. Sorry, Roger. I haven't been down to see Alex in a while.
You and me both.
I never know what to say. Silly thing to worry about, but there's so much. Too much at this point. He doesn't even know about Payload yet, which is, how am I gonna even? We were up there, and things had just switched from what felt like gliding to a rickety minecart again. Payload was keeping it under control, but I could see it in their eyes. We were fucked. I don't think Alex really knew until they both stayed cool the whole time. I don't think Alex ever knew. When the G's got bad, he passed out, and I was seeing spots. But Payload never even blinked, just rode that rocket the whole way down looking for the best chance in a bad situation. Do either of you know who Descartes or Pascal were? Keep meaning to look those up. Shit. Amiga, that wasn't the best way for you to hear that stuff.
It's okay. It's a lot to keep in.
Goddamn right it is. Want to get out of here? One of the new science bros brought over Arkham Horror. It's been a long time since I played.
Not my thing.
But I bet it would be epic on the moon. Hey, isn't that your little thing? Rig there that's buzzing?
Huh? I don't think so.
Roger, the other one. From McVette, the freehold rig.
Shit, it is.
Does that mean that a message is coming through?
I don't know.
Aren't you supposed to be the one who knows?
Shit. Shit, it's not even, I haven't even patched it in yet. That's the first I've ever seen it react to, well, shit!
Amiga, that's the wrong cord.
I've got this, it's under control. Shit, it's the wrong cord. I'll swap it in here.
Come on, man, come on. Where is that?
Who is that? I can't even, hello? Hello? It might just be another random broadcast. I don't think they hear me.
Hello?
I'm not. I don't understand.
Let me. مرحبا. معك القائد القمري ثيتان. وين كون؟
It's going to take a second. Actually, about 2.5 seconds.
لا اتصالات رقم واحد. منشأة جلال حمزة. تحالف شمال أفريقيا.
Well, who is it?
They said Northern Africa.
عن جد؟ نعرف أنت كنت هناك بس كيف عملت المداخلة؟ شو صار تحت؟
Doc Simon's just asking the how and what.
دي حاجات محتاجة شرح كتير قوي. ممكن أنا لازم
Amal, let the rest of us in on things.
ممكن تتكلم بالإنجليزي؟ مسؤول الانطلاسات هون وعماله بتوتر.
Of course. This is NAC Communications. We've been trying to reach you.
This is Roger Brigado Fisher, Moonbase Data. We've been hoping to be reached.
Roger, I know who you are.
Si, amigo, I told you.
Good. Just a sec. Addy, go get Jackson, and I guess Ashwini and Tumnus? Are you around? Anyway, Jackson, Ashwini, go.
On it, boss.
We're gonna get... If you can hold on, I'm getting somebody more in charge. Hello?
The delay.
Right. You'd think I'd remember.
I'm holding, but there's someone else here now, too.
Roger? Roger, is that you?
Roger Brigado Fisher, Moon Celebrity, at your service?
This is Elena. I think you've probably heard of me.
I'll go get Neshwa.
I don't know many people in... Elena? Elena? Like Nessa's? Shit. I'm sorry. I mean... I'm sorry. I guess you know everything. Everyone down there seems to know everything, but... Shit. Elena.
I'm gonna wait while you... That. And that. Thank you. It helps to know people up there are doing her work. How's Alex? It was good to get to know him. He must know now, but they got out just in time.
I guess you don't know everything. Shit, where do I even... Alex... Yeah.
Roger?
Thanks, Amal. I've got this, so...
No, Roger, the buzzing thing again. The message thing.
Everything okay up there?
I'm on it already. Okay, might be a...
The other one.
What other one?
The other rig. The message thing.
Shit, the other one.
What can I do?
I don't know. Just a minute.
Roger?
Elena, I know this is the worst time, but can you hold a minute? We've got another thing happening here, but we're woefully unprepared. Here, unplug that and plug this into the same port.
Did you say hold? Roger.
I hope we can get them back. Oh, okay, how does this one... They couldn't just work the same way, could they? Of course not.
I don't know, Laza. I've tried everything I can. Poked and soldered and rerouted. It's still not... Hey, that thing there is blinking. That's new.
Is that?
I wonder what I did to cause that.
Wilder?
No, darling. Fool me twice. You said if I tried one more time, I could take a nap. I tried one more time, so I'm gonna...
Wilder, can you hear me?
Is the button down?
Wilder!
Wait, was that... Holy heck fire. Is that Roger?
The one and only.
Really, Roger? Not in my head, Roger. Real. Back on Theta, Roger?
I hope so. Wait, you've got an in your head, Roger?
Don't flatter yourself. Right about now, I got an in my head everyone. But I hope it's really you. Wait, why does this thing connect to Roger?
I could ask the same question. This was the... You're on the secret line, the Dr. Day transmitter.
I told you, Eliza. I told you. That answers one question and opens up about 100 more.
You gotta give me a minute. There's a lot happening here. There's a call from...
No, you give me a minute. I had this all planned and I was gonna...
Wilder, there's a call from Earth and I've got to...
Surprise, motherfucker. Surprise, mother... That's what I was gonna say.
Look, just hold that thought. I swear... I'll be right back.
Today's episode featured Danielle Ellett, Evan Tess Murray, Lehman Kessler, Tina Daniels, Claudia Elvidge, Shireen Lonnie Yunez, Journey LaFond, Hesham Elshazli, Leslie Gideon, Kat Blackard, DJ Silvis, and Robin Howell.
Just a quick heads up, we're taking a short mid-season break. The next episode of Season 4 airs on April 2nd. See you then!
Written by DJ Silvis, Cass McPhee is our audio engineer. Our theme music is Star by the band Ramp. Our cover art is by Peter Chikowski. Looking for more great audio fiction? Check out What Will Be Here. Five friends send a rocket to space with a collection of recordings that document the world's decline. a show about living and creating when things feel pointless.
Our executive producers are Sarah Mueller and Becca B., and our associate producers are Marty Chidorek, June Madeley, Timothy Legrone, Marilyn Reed, Marissa Robertkopp, and Linda Boyer. Today's shout-out is for Casey Lairden. Thank you guys so much for your support and helping and trusting us to bring this story to life. We love what we've done with it, and we can't wait for you guys to hear all the work the cast and crew has put in. And we hope you love it as much as we do.
And speaking of your support, everything helps, from leaving us a great review and subscribing on your podcast app of choice to sharing your feelings with us on Twitter and telling your friends about our show. For behind-the-scenes updates and early access to every episode, we would love to have you join us on Patreon. Visit us at monkeymanproductions.com to learn more, and to visit our store if you need an ensoyment sticker or a t-shirt featuring your favorite doggos. But beyond all of that, we are so glad that you're listening and sharing in this story with us. Thank you. And, as always, keep watching the moon.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hello, hello. I'm Malik.
I'm Jamie.
And this is World Gone Wrong, where we discuss the unprecedented times we're living through.
Can your manager still schedule you for night shifts after that werewolf bit you?
My ex-boyfriend was replaced by an alien body snatcher, but I think I like him better now.
Who is this dude showing up in everyone's old pictures?
My friend says the sewer alligators are reading maps now.
When did the kudzu start making that humming sound?
We are just your normal millennial roommates processing our feelings about a chaotic world in front of some microphones.
World Gone Wrong, a new fiction podcast from Audacious Machine Creative, creators of Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic mystery. Learn more at audaciousmachinecreative.com.
Find World Gone Wrong in all the regular places you find podcasts.
I love you so much. I mean, you could like up the energy a little
bit.
You could
up the energy.
I actually don't take notes.
That was good.
I'm just kidding. You sounded great.
So did you.